Welcome to the You Are Covered podcast. Hey, I'm Hannah Lynn. Thanks for coming back another week. I am so excited you're here. This is a great topic. And if you really want some tips on how to really change your thought patterns, how to change your mental health, how to change ultimately your future, I really do believe that you're in the right place because that's what we're going to cover. I know it sounds heady and everything, but I really do believe that when you change your thought patterns and how you think, you can really change all aspects of your life. I really, really do think that that is true. And that's why the Bible talks about taking captive every thought, right? The Holy Spirit changes your thought pattern. So we don't have to do this alone. There are a lot of tools that we can have in our tool belt to help us along this journey, really growing and learning how to just be healthier and how to be just better in our lives, better parents, better spouses, better coworkers, better everything in the sense of changing your mindset. So that's what we're going to ultimately talk about. I'm really excited about this topic. And as always, we start with a Bible verse, like a little Bible study. And today, this week, we are going to cover Ephesians 4, 20 through 24. I've been really loving reading the NLT just because it's easy to read, especially with narrative. This is not a narrative passage, but I've really been enjoying it. And when I found this verse, I was like, yes, this is exactly what we're talking about. We're talking about mindset, changing your mindset, just flipping a switch. And what better way than to talk about how the Holy Spirit can change our thought patterns and how the Holy Spirit can work with us, and because it's a collaboration to really be able to change our life so that we are more like Christ, more like Jesus in our lives, in our communities, in our families. So I'm going to read it and you can turn there too if you want to. If you're driving, just listen. Let the word of the Lord just fill your hearts. But that isn't what you learned about Christ. Since you have heard about Jesus and have learned the truth that comes from him, throw off your old sinful nature and your former way of life, which is corrupted by lust and deception. Instead, let the Spirit renew your thoughts and attitudes. Put on your new nature, created to be like God, truly righteous and holy. Ephesians 4, 20 through 24. That's the NLT version. I love that. I love that. So basically, for us as believers, our goals are to become righteous and holy. And when we think of those words, sometimes we can think of perfectionism. And I want you to just take that out of your mind, because that's actually an irrational belief, an irrational thought that we can be perfect on this side of glory. It's just not going to happen. We're being sanctified. God looks at us as perfection because of what Christ did on the cross, but we're still sinful people. Okay. We're still human. We still have these sinful patterns that we need to break free of. And sin just means missing the mark of a holy God. And holy usually has to do with a lot of, I just think of that word as so relational. I want you to think of it, start thinking of holy and righteous as relational. Like when we sin, we hurt the relationships in our life. That's essentially what it is. We're thinking about ourselves and not other people. And so that's where a lot of the issues can start. But we can also have this black and white mindset of, this is how everything needs to be. This is how I'm going to live my life, so you have to live it too. Those mindset shifts are things that we need to let go of, because that's what this verse is talking about. It is talking about the Holy Spirit is what renews our thoughts and attitudes, which essentially, and this is what mental health studies, is what changes behavior. So when we start thinking and believing thoughts about ourselves, it will change our behavior. And so sometimes we have things in our lives, like what a spouse said to us, or a family member, or a teacher, that those things that stick on us, right? And it's just, that is what causes a lot of issues further down the line, because then we start believing that changes our thoughts, and then we start believing that thought, and then that goes into our behavior. So we start living out what maybe somebody else had said about us. And so part of today is we're going to reframe, we're going to think about what are those thoughts in your mind that need to be changed. And maybe the Holy Spirit will be able to bring that to mind as we talk today. But that's what I want to lay the foundation on. We need to throw off our old sinful nature. I love that word, throw off. Like, you just want to throw it out. I continually, like, because John and I had just moved, I'm continually like editing my closet. That's what like the new trendy word is for like cleaning out your closet. And I really have a hard time throwing out clothes. They're connected to like memories, or for me, I definitely, when I wear something, it's connected to that event or that night or the person I was with at the time. And so throwing out clothes for me can be kind of therapeutic, to like close a door on a season. And that is what this verse is talking about. It's basically just throwing out a season where you did not have a Lord, and now we're going to start over. It's going to be fresh. It's going to be, it's a fresh start. You guys know how that feels, right? If you have been in Christ for a while, maybe it takes a little bit longer to recall, but I definitely do. I think the old self that I had to throw out was this black and white thinking, because I came from such a legalistic background where, you know, fundamentalist type Christianity that was very perfection driven. But I believe that that's kind of an irrational belief, because perfectionism isn't totally achieved apart from Christ on the side of glory, because we're human and we're being sanctified. And also that tends to put in this poison of perfectionism, where we expect other people to be like us and other people to act like us. This causes emotional disturbances, because you have this expectation of yourself that is never going to be met. And then you have expectations of other people, and that's never going to be met. And so there's a lot of there can be a lot of anger, and those are things that you can work through and out of, especially if you've had some kind of spiritual abuse that happens in a legalistic church community. So if you've experienced that, you're in good company. We're going to talk about it. If you haven't, you're like, Hannah, I'm here for the fashion. Cool. We're going to get into that too. Having the Holy Spirit renew our thoughts and attitudes is so, so important. But I do want to remind you that we are in a physical body, right? So these thoughts are connected to our behavior. And I want to quote to you something that one of my favorite Moody professors said last semester. I took his class in the spring, and he said, his name is Dr. Thrasher, and he's just a great professor. But he said something that was really powerful, and he made a statement of, we do live out this spiritual walk in this physical body. So there are some things that we do need to make a change that is very physical. So maybe it's not always spiritual, like meditating or, you know, reading God's word or praying. Sometimes it's so physical, like changing your friend group. Maybe that is what, you know, you know Jesus now, and you're convicted of right and wrong. And now what you really need is you need to walk away from some friendships that maybe are encouraging you in a negative pattern. Maybe this means that you say no to more things, you have more boundaries up, and you decide to take care of your emotional health, and saying, okay, I actually am triggered a lot more, and I behave out of that. And it's because I'm tired, and because I'm saying yes to way too many things. So when we talk about this verse and how sinful nature and the spirit renewing our thoughts and attitudes and put on your new nature created to be like God, truly righteous and holy. And I believe that that's our true selves. It is a very physical thing. Sometimes we have to make some physical changes, maybe exercise more, maybe eat healthier. I keep a list in my planner of habits that I'm creating. And it is a very physical thing. And I think that goes in line with what we're going to talk about today, that is to do with mindset change that can be very robotic and very much just taking apart the thoughts. And so sometimes it can feel like, okay, that's very elusive, like spiritual, the Spirit's renewing my thought, the Holy Spirit, maybe I need to go to church more. But sometimes it is very practical. It's very physical. And that's why I like that quote that I wrote it down when he said that in class. We do live this spiritual walk in a physical body. So lean into the Holy Spirit in your life. Let the Spirit convict you of the lies you've been telling yourself. Fill your life with God's word. Lean into God, my friend. The goal is to be righteous and holy, set apart or whole with a right relationship with God. And it really does start with your thoughts. Okay, so for the fashion news, this has absolutely nothing to do with mindset change, but I did want to let you know about this because this is news. Goodwill is one of my favorite stores. My mom and I go there like almost every time when she lived a little further away from John and I, and I'd go visit her. There was like a pattern of like, that was what we did. We went to Goodwill. And growing up, it wasn't as cool, but we would definitely go to Goodwill. My mom is like a bargain hunter. Like she loves Aldi and she loves Goodwill. Those are her two like go-tos, and she will like preach about it. Like it is hilarious. So anyways, I wanted to let you know because Goodwill has had an online store for a very long time. It has not been very reliable. There has been reviews saying that it there's not good customer service, and it's actually, I think it's like owned by a third party. So all of the different locations will sell these, their things online. But then that means that whatever you're buying from, it just depends on that management. And so if that management is on top of the online stuff, it can get a little wiggy, I think. So they just opened another online portal for you to buy, and it looks great. Like it looks fantastic. So I wanted to tell you, it's called Goodwill Finds. It's not Shop Goodwill. So Shop Goodwill, I think .com was their old website. And I don't know what they're going to do with it. I don't know if they're going to continue with it or what, but now they have a better website. And in the show notes, I'm going to put the article from NPR so you can read for yourself, and you can judge for yourself if this is going to be better, if this is going to work out. It's Goodwill Finds. It's great. You can shop by brand. It just looks a lot more put together and organized than the other website. And so I thought that was kind of exciting. I love Goodwill. So, and I also love shopping online for secondhand things. And if it's really well organized, I'm for it. I just haven't felt that from Goodwill in the past. So check it out. Let me know what you think. If you end up buying something, tell me. Also, I wanted to let you know that I do have a call-in number. So if you can ask, if you want to ask any questions, if you want to make any comments, I will use your audio on the show. And so I wanted you to know that I do have a number, and all you have to do is call in and leave a voicemail. So the number is going to be in the show notes, but here's the number, 708-669-6466. Let me know what you're thinking. And if you do end up buying something from Goodwill, I'd love to hear about it from online and your experience. And I will drop it in the show in the future. Okay, so maybe you guys don't know, but I am a mindset coach. I want to continue to take on more clients on this. I have tons of experience with therapy, obviously. And one of the practices that I really, really enjoy is using cognitive therapy. And really talking about your thought patterns. And something that I also use is REBT.
What is?
And that stands for Rational Emotive Behavior Therapy. And I really enjoy this just because I came from a background of just having a lot of irrational beliefs, and I had to break them down in order to just, I don't know, just be less anxious. I think a lot of my anxiety that came from just my background and thought patterns. And so here's 10 that I found really, really, really helpful. I'm going to put it in the show notes as well, but I'm just going to read them to you. And again, this is taken from the REBT theory for mindset changes. First, accept yourself as an imperfect person. It's okay, and believe that you can improve. Yes, this has to do with our theology. We are imperfect people who are being redeemed, who are being sanctified. And because of what Christ did on the cross, God looks at us as perfect, but it's nothing that we've done or can ever do. Secondly, understand that you can only control what you do. You cannot control how another person acts. Now, I've said this so many times to myself, but when you put it in a phrase, it's helpful because you don't actually understand that. A lot of times your frustrations, your anger, and anything that you get frustrated with other people, it might be because you are wanting to control that person's behavior, and that's irrational. So the irrational thought is, say, I'm going to use John as an example. John must do the dishes every night. John, my husband, needs to do the dishes every night. Like, that is a requirement, okay? For my happiness, to be happy with him, he has to do that. That's irrational. A rational belief is, I would like my husband to do the dishes, but he doesn't have to, and I can't make him do that. But when you come at it this way, do you see how the communication can be so much better? So sometimes when you're frustrated with a person, maybe take apart what you're actually saying to yourself. He has to do this versus I would like him to do this. If you feel like you don't have worth unless you are productive, so if you find yourself stressed out, if you're taking a vacation or a trip, or maybe just on a Saturday morning, you're feeling anxious because you're not productive, you may have some workaholism tendencies. This might be a destructive belief because you are thinking that your worthiness or your value is tied to your productivity, and it's just not true. So to undo that, you have to figure out how your value is measured in your head. So if it's based on grades, if it's based on real life accomplishments, think about a way to find your value and your identity and something that's unchanging. I would recommend a relationship with Jesus, but that is just my opinion, and that is what has helped me. But take apart where your value actually is, because putting your belief in your worth, in your productivity, is not going to work, because you're going to overcompensate at work because you're constantly thinking, am I worthy? Am I worthy? And you're going to overcompensate in relationships as well. So that's number three. Number four is, emotions are not the actual experience. It's like a map. So it guides you on the experience. It shows the progress or the journey, just not the facts. Number five, life is harder because of the demands and expectations we make about ourselves and others and the world. This can cause emotional disturbances, which also can cause bad behavior, addictions. So when you are frustrated about the world or a person or yourself even, it is so, so crucial to make sure that you are thinking to yourself, okay, maybe my expectations are too high, and you have to put on an acceptance of what actually has happened in the world or what actually has happened with that individual or with yourself. And then move from that. Number six, changing your expectations usually means that you have to change the thought of, this must be this way. Like, my life has to be this way. Instead, you have to shape your expectations and say, I would like it to be this way. I want it to be this way, instead of a must. That will really help you change your expectations. Number seven, awfulizing. It's a great word because we tend to go there. Our minds go to the worst possible situation. This is just not healthy for anyone, okay? And I have to really work on this. Going to the worst possible situation is just not helpful for your mental health. It's not helpful for the situation. So reminding your thought pattern and saying, okay, we are not going to go there. We're just not going to go there. And number eight, this one's really interesting. It's called people rating. It's a very damaging practice. It's when people in our life, they don't do what we want them to do. So then we start rating them as bad or good, depending on if they meet or do not meet our demands. It's very unhealthy. When you say it out loud, it's like, that sounds horrible. But it actually takes place in a lot of our relationships and a lot of our families. And it's very, very damaging, especially for children. I think that's just really, really hard, and it can be super damaging. So if you have a habit of that, or you know that that's a family pattern, that's something to be aware of. Don't people rate. Try to keep them people in your life all at the same. And the way that you treat them or care about them shouldn't depend on how they do what you want, if that makes sense. Number nine. All people have good and bad qualities, and all have the possibility of change. I think this is the gospel message. I think this is so crucial to understand, that all people have good and bad qualities, okay? And we all have the possibility of changing. And having that mindset, not saying that one person's good or bad, and believing that people can change and do good. And I believe that with the power of the Holy Spirit, that is very, very evident, and a lot more. It's just powerful when that happens, when the Holy Spirit is at work. But yeah, people have good and bad qualities. We all have sin in our lives, and we're all created in the image of God. So you can't disagree with that theologically. Number 10, if you struggle with codependence, you are probably telling yourself, I'm not strong enough, so I have to rely on others. This is just not true. God created you with a powerful mind and body, the physical parts of this world, and a spiritual soul. So you can change, you can create, you can grow, and you are strong enough to handle what life gives you. So those are the 10 REBT mindset changes that you can make today. And I hope that was helpful. I do want to tell you that if you would like some mindset coaching, say that you just are going through a difficult season and you would like to talk to somebody, I do offer that. You can visit hannahlynnmiller.com/mindset-coaching. And that will be in the show notes as well. Next week, I do want to tell you that we are launching the You Are Covered merch, which is so exciting. It will be on my website at youarecoveredpodcast.com. Don't miss it. It's going to be a lot of fun. I have t-shirts, hoodies, hats, and a lunchbox. So look out for that. And make sure that you are following us on social media. It's all You Are Covered Podcast on Facebook and Instagram. You can also follow me. Everything is Hannah Lynn Miller on all the platforms, so that we can stay connected. And if you haven't yet, down below, I do have a link for our newsletter. Then you can get updates on all things the blog, fashion, news, and we are also going to send out episodes through the newsletter so that you can't miss anything. It's going to be so great. And I love that community. I've been writing the newsletter for a few years now, and so it's been really fun, and I definitely get a lot of emails back, which is just a blessing to me. Make sure that you take some time to review this episode on iTunes if you like this podcast. It just helps the algorithm get the news out there that the You Are Covered podcast is what it is. It's a growing community, and I want you to be a part of it. So as always, Jesus has got you, and you are covered. See you in the next episode.